Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Chad's taking the day off. Nate Shellman here out of Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show. The numbers have not changed, but before I tell you to call, I'm going to give you fair warning. Okay, for those of you who may suffer from high emotions, for those of you who may be offended by a few things, consider yourself warned. Because everything I am about to tell you is true. Everything you're about to hear is true. I didn't get this from some weird website that I just found somewhere around the way. Multiple respectable news sources. We may cover that too one day, but multiple news sources reporting a story. Hampshire College, a college you've never heard of, unless you already know the story. Hampshire College is in Massachusetts, okay? It's just a small liberal arts college. Not even 2,000 people go there. The day after, it was 2 days after the election, November 11th, which may also coincide, actually does also coincide with the Marine Corps birthday. November 11th, somebody lit the American flag on fire. The large American flag that they have on display at Hampshire College on fire. On Veterans Day, the college replaced this flag. They replaced the burn flag with a new one. The day after that, Hampshire College flies the flag at half mast. The flag lit on fire again. Since then, Hampshire College hasn't flown the flag. They've taken the flag down, and they're not going to fly it. Their president, the school spokesman, says Hampshire College's goal is to give voice to the range of viewpoints on campus across cultures and hopefully find common ground. We've heard from members of our community that for them and for many of our country, the flag is a powerful symbol of fear. They felt all their lives because they grew up as people of color, never feeling safe. Let that sink in for just a second. College students. When I say college students, in my head, I'm talking about adults over the age of 18. Most of them. That get offended by the American flag. This is a real thing. This is real. I'm about to play you a clip from WWLP 22 News.
Put the flag back up.
In a controversial move, Hampshire College has decided not to fly the American flag on the main flagpole in the center of campus. Some Western Massachusetts veterans are furious. World War II veteran Hector Page told 22 News the college was both disrespectful and irresponsible by taking that flag down.
These people are supposed to be educating our young people, and they're teaching the wrong message that your country is not worth flying the flag.
Hampshire College's president, Jonathan Lash, decided to remove the flag after an American flag was burned on campus following the presidential election. The school has since been under immense pressure to let the flag fly.
Grow up, recognize the sacrifice. Instead of taking the flag down, why don't you say thank you, particularly around on this day of Thanksgiving?
From their Facebook page, from their official Hampshire College Facebook page, I'm not making any of this up. Okay? You can look online for yourself. Hampshire College respects all the feedback on our decision to remove the flag from our college flagpole for a period of time as our campus discusses what the flag represents to all members of our community. This is not a campus-wide ban, as some media have reported. Campus members are free to display their own flags. This only pertains to our flagpole. This is in this country. This is in a state that also shares Plymouth. You have a college, a liberal arts college, removing the flag as their campus, that college, discusses what the flag represents. Stop burning the flag. How about that? Simple. Now, with all this, I get a little heated sometimes. Burning the flag is one of the most reprehensible displays. It is freedom of speech. I get it. It's disgusting. Myself, my dad, and everybody else who served this country would just as soon get in a fight over it. If my dad ever found out that I burned a flag not in retirement, he'd disown me. I'm out of the will. I'm done. So you have a college of higher education. You have a college of learning. You have a college who charges, I kid you not, they charge their students $65,000 a year to go there. Won't put up the American flag because somebody's feelings are hurt, because people don't know what the flag means or doesn't know what it represents. These are people who went through elementary school, who went through middle school, who went through high school, all of a sudden reached the age of 18. The election didn't go their way. People are upset because, by the way, in life, not everything goes your way. And all of a sudden, you have 1,400 people in a college not understand what the American flag means. Once again, I'm not making any of it up. Number two, from a vet.
For Korean War veteran Louis Smola, the flag is a symbol of hope to our nation's veterans and soldiers who are serving overseas.
Then you look at 2 o'clock, and there's Old Glory. He says, everybody gets a second wind. Go in there and do the job. You understand what I'm saying? The flag is very important.
Western Massachusetts vets plan to bring an American flag to Hampshire College on Sunday during their peaceful rally on campus.
Hampshire College is a private college. Hampshire College is a liberal arts college. It's private. They won't discuss the flag for a time. They put the flag at half mast to mourn the deaths from violence around the world. And then they took it down as an expression of grief over the violent deaths. This is from, once again, their website. Their intention was to create the space for meaningful and respectful dialogue across many perspectives. We hope this will enable us in the near term to focus our efforts on addressing racist, misogynistic, Islamophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic, and anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and behaviors. After some preliminary discussion with campus constituents, we decided we will not fly the U.S. flag or any other flags on our college flagpole for the time being. This place somehow gets away with charging somebody $65,000. Well, if we can't make anybody happy, I guess. You know what? We won't acknowledge we're part of the country then because somebody's offended. I kid you not, this story is true. 844-344-2423. That's 844-344-DIG-CHAD. What are we going to do? What can we do? Because Hampshire College is just one university, by the way. This crap is springing up all over the country. This oversensitive crap. Somebody didn't get their way. Now they're going to cry about it. And now everyone's going to halt. And everyone's going to, let's not just do anything. Because there's a group offended. There's always a group offended. I, living all the way across the country, I'm offended by this university I've never heard of. I'm not going to boycott them. I never did anything with them anyway. But it's that attitude that's growing. I want solutions on how to combat the attitude. That's what I'm looking for. I have a few. I also want to hear yours. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name's Nate Shellman, filling in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already...
The Chad Benson Show.
I mean, this guy's a total whack job.
Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter. Nate Shellman here in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad Benson here on Black Friday. Chad's numbers haven't changed, though. 844-344-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD. The politically correct movement does not include people who are proud to be part of this country. The politically correct movement does not include people that are proud. There are proud liberals out there. I'm friends with them. Okay? There are proud conservatives out there. I'm friends with them. But for some reason, growing lately, there seems to be this growing trend of proud liberals and proud conservatives not even being able to communicate with each other. Now, everybody needs a space. Everyone needs time. We all need a timeout. We all need a nap. Hampshire College... it's a college most of you haven't even heard of. 1,400 people. 1,400 students go to this college in Massachusetts. We decided we will not fly the U.S. flag on our flagpole. This will enable us in the near term to focus our efforts on addressing racist, misogynistic, Islamophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and behavior. What about anti-American? What about anti-patriotic? Because you mean to tell me you can't address any of those issues without flying the flag? You got bigger problems. Difference between me and them is they're teaching people. They're actually teaching people at this college that you can't do two things at the same time. 844-344-DIG-CHAD. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. JR in Texas. You're on the Chad Benson
Show.
Go ahead.
Chad, I'm from over here in the Rio Grande Valley, McAllen, Edinburgh, Brownsville, over here at the very bottom. So this is the... only part of Texas really that's blue, that's Democratic. I was going to ask you, I don't know if you have to stay on topic or not, but how do I, all of my friends and family are Democrats, how do I kind of convince them as far as, what would you suggest as far as convincing them on some of the conservative viewpoints? Because I bring up things like this, the flag being burned, things like that. They understand that, but they think it's this minority of people, and I try to tell them, yeah, but then the teachers, the professors are going along and enabling that type of behavior. So I just wanted to get your input on it.
Well, JR, I can only give you one guy's opinion, okay? I can't give you the opinion. I'll give you a opinion. Because lately, the definition of conservative changes from person to person. It does. Just like the definition of liberal changes from person to person. Okay, we're all snowflakes, right, JR? I mean, we're all different. I don't know. I don't know any two people that agree on everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a Democrat. And by the way, I love your call. I really do. I love your call.
No, hell no. I'm a Republican at heart, man.
Oh. Well, okay. No. So your friends are Democrat.
No, let me tell you, all my friends, all my family, except for my grandmother, is a Republican. I'm a diehard Republican. I voted for Ted Cruz. I voted for Ron Paul in the past. I've never voted Democrat. No way. But what I'm trying to say is, how do we convince them? Because, I mean, I'm totally convinced, you know, Republican is the way to go always, because it just seems that when I listen to the arguments of Democrats or liberals, it just doesn't make sense. Even if you hear a back and forth between, like, Ben Shapiro
and convince them? JR, all right, I'm going to try, because if somebody doesn't want to hear a message, they just won't. Okay, it's almost akin to debating with somebody over religion. So if somebody doesn't want to hear a message, they just won't. If all they want to do is argue and all they want to do is be combative, then they will. So the only thing you can really do is use logic. Okay, but just so you know, JR, you speak for yourself. Always speak for yourself. Don't speak on behalf of a party. Don't speak on behalf of a conservative mindset. Just speak on behalf of JR, and most importantly, lead by example. There's nothing wrong with arguing. There's nothing wrong with screaming. There's nothing wrong with protesting. I really wish they wouldn't gum up the entire freeway. There's nothing wrong with any of it. But if you get to the point where you're having to burn the flag and university takes it down because everyone's feelings are at an all-time high, we have a problem. Nate Shellman here in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
We are the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue. Gray, there's never a blue storm brand.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson still recovering from a food coma from Thanksgiving. Nate Shellman here out of Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad. Just keeping the seat warm. Chad will be back. Chad's numbers haven't changed. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423. A liberal arts college in Massachusetts, Hampshire College, will not fly the American flag temporarily while they discuss a few things. While they won't fly the flag while they discuss what it means. They won't fly the flag, but they want to have a conversation on diversity, inclusion, equity from leaders and in the communities. They won't fly the flag while they addressed all the social issues going on. They won't fly the flag. Somebody burned it. They replaced it. They flew it half-mast. Now they've taken it down because a lot of people have issues. Daniel Vogel is a Hampshire. There's a number of people with the name Daniel Vogel. Daniel Vogel is a Hampshire College student. Spoke with Tucker Carlson on Fox News. Check out a little bit of this.
But you're basically saying the flag represents evil to the extent that it shouldn't be flown. And my question is, why is it always rich kids who make that point? Why is it always kids from a $62,000 a year college like Hampshire who are making that point? None of the workers who you claim to be representing ever say that. You never see anybody at a trade school burning the American flag. Have you noticed that? I'm not making this up in my mind, am I?
I think that you're more likely to pick up a story in which rich kids do burn a flag on the basis that we have more access to the media. I mean, like, the flag burning wasn't
really. So you think it's like your average HVAC repair school, they're burning the flag?
Well, I mean, there is something. I mean, you and me both know the politics of this country are divided by class. And there is like a definite inequality in terms of where liberal thought is. And I think that no matter who, the question of the class of the students who did burn the flag, and I would say that Hampshire College is fairly generous in terms of its financial aid circumstances. And while I don't know the student that burned the flag, I also don't know the class that they did come from.
Answer the stupid question. How come you can't fly the flag yet have your feelings hurt? At the end of the day, we're still American. We can all be pissed off about a number of things, a number of issues. Not everything goes your way. And this college is doing nothing but perpetuating this false idea that if you care enough, well, your feelings matter. Colleges all over the country are teaching this crap lesson that your feelings actually matter, when in reality, nobody cares. Nobody cares. By the way, when you call, don't ask me how I'm doing, because you don't care. I know you don't care. But this college, well, since their feelings are hurt, we're not going to fly the flag. We're going to have discussion rooms. That's not real life. 844-344-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD, Greg, Indiana. You're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, hey, I think it's nice to calm down. I mean, after the election, I had some friends that were going to take their flags down, you know, and I understood. I talked them out of it, you know, but, you know, and they came to reason where, you know, they left it up. But you know, I'd say you said that you believe in discussion and argument and stuff like that, and the dean said they're going to further discussion. So I'd say just let them work it out. With I'd say eventually they'll get the flag back up. I mean, there's no sense in putting the flag back up and somebody burning it down again. So I'd say in due time, everybody calms down, they'll work it out, they'll get the flag back up.
Greg, you're correct in saying that no use in putting it back up because somebody might burn. There's always, hey, don't burn stuff that isn't yours. Just because you pay tuition here doesn't mean you can do whatever you want with the flag on the flagpole. Just because you work at a place doesn't mean you can actually destroy what isn't yours. Actions have consequences. So in the meantime, understand my problem with this, Phil, is that in the meantime, you have a student president, you have a university president that says, yeah, we're not going to put it back up because they're stupid people. Understand, that's the myth. We're not going to acknowledge on our flagpole, which really exists first and foremost to fly the damn American flag. We're not going to fly it because some people feel it's a symbol of hate. Some people don't know what it stands for anymore. Like one election just determined that entire flag's being. And in the meantime, we're going to make you feel better. We're going to coddle you. Phil, my problem is, it's not the flag and it's not the behavior. My problem is the message.
I know, but I think you're going to use this as a learning experience. And I'm sure they'll come to the conclusion that people calm down and they'll put the flag back up eventually. I mean, I know it's a good talking point for talk radio and people at Fox News to, you know, to make an issue of it, you know, but I'm sure they'll work it out. So let's just give them some time to see what happens.
Greg, I got your name wrong before. Greg, it is an issue. It is not just a talk radio issue, Greg. It's an issue. I appreciate the call to remain calm, okay? I'm not calling for a boycott. I'm not telling you to not send your kid to this college. Because it's not just this one place, and it's not just this one university. This is spreading. If you want, I'll give you more supports. This is just the latest one. I can go back. How many universities, after the election, sent out counselors because people were so distraught over the election? Classes canceled, tests canceled. That's crap. The whole idea of college is to learn, get a degree, and get a really great job. You know what happens if I call into work and say, man, I can't believe I'm a Browns fan. It's been a very rough year for me. I can't believe the Browns lost. If I call up my boss and tell him I'm not coming into work because the Browns are about to lose to the New York Giants, he'd laugh and fire me all in the same breath. It's generational. It's a problem. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away. It needs to be dealt with. Ignoring it is kind of how we got here. We got here by ignoring. Oh, that's just stupid people doing stupid things. And they're allowed to do it. That's the problem. There's a lot of stupidity out there in higher education. 844-344-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD. Hampshire College not flying the American flag. Somebody burned one. Now the American flag is hurting people's feelings at this university. And it's a problem that's spreading. Phil, I tried to jump ahead to you before. My apologies, Phil, in Indiana. You're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Phil.
Quite all right, Nate. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I have a little different opinion than Greg. My only suggestion is that for those who can't respect the American flag and or this country, they try it in other countries for a few weeks or months or years and see how their diversity and lack of respect works there. So that's about all I have to say.
No, Phil, don't go away yet. This is another thing. If you're hurt by it here, we don't live in other countries. There's a woman in the Middle East who's getting 20 lashings because she swore. That doesn't make it right. You know, look, you can swear here. Yes, this is the country where you can disagree with people. This is the country where you can express yourself. When you have a full body justifying everybody else's just amazingly oversensitive behavior, we're heading down that path closer to where I think if I feel like I know you from this just simple comment, Phil, back in our day. You ever say back in the day, Phil? You ever start a comment by saying back in the day?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Oh, yeah. It's not try it somewhere else. No, I don't want to live in Saudi Arabia. I don't want to live in Iran. I don't want to live in Canada. I really don't want to live in Mexico. I like it here. And I'm not about to tell somebody else, oh, well, if you don't like it, get out. Now, if you don't like it, change it. That's the thing. If you don't like it, be better. That's all. But don't take your ball and go home. Don't take your flag down and say, well, I'm ashamed to be an American. Why? We have a process. What are you ashamed about?
We're in the process of changing it now. It's going to take a little time. All I'm suggesting, no, I'm not saying love it or leave it, which was said back in the day. What I am saying is for those who need a little less liberal education, try it somewhere else. I'm a veteran. I spent several years overseas. If they did this stuff over there, they did a bullet in the head, and that would be the end of it.
You do this in North Korea, you're turning big rocks into little rocks. You do this in China, you're working in any number of their definitely regulated facilities where they work people. Phil, I appreciate the call. 844-344-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD. There are college students. I have a hard time getting that out of my mouth. College students, it's not the first time a college student burned the American flag. But I got to tell you, it seems like the first time I can think of where a university president has taken the flag down, taken the American flag down while emotions get under control. Which to me is the bad lesson. Nate Shulman filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show. More of you next.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
By the way, since it is Black Friday, now we can officially play Christmas music. The good stuff. Yeah. Nate Shulman here filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show. There's a lot of feelings that just need to be in check. It's not the first time someone burned a flag in protest. It's not the first time ever that somebody gummed up traffic. But there's a lot of people losing their ish over this past election. Like, now the world's going to come to an end. It's not. But rather than just have that simple message of the world's not going to come to an end, the country's not going to come to an end, you have a university president in one case in Massachusetts saying, we're not going to fly the flag until further discussions happen. We're not going to fly the flag. Meanwhile, we're going to focus on addressing racism, misogynistic, Islamophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and behaviors. Hey, by the way, where's the anti-redneck rhetoric? Where's the anti-conservative rhetoric? Where's the anti-I'm tired of seeing jobs leave this country rhetoric? Where's the anti-I'm tired of paying $65,000 for this tuition rhetoric? Now, I guess that doesn't count. There's no such thing as all-inclusive. It doesn't exist. It's a myth. If you're taking down the American flag so you can have a discussion, man, you're in the wrong business. If your business is education, 844-344-2423. I think, Red, you're up next on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Red.
Hi, I was calling to comment on the Hampshire College, them talking about burning the flag. And, you know, the way I see it is we've got a lot of protests and stuff going on now, and the only people that we can blame is the parents of these kids who have given them everything they've wanted. They have the entitlement mentality. You know, growing up, they got a trophy for participation. You know, they didn't keep score in games. So everything went their way. They were always happy. Now something doesn't go their way. The first thing they want to do is they want to rebel and go against the government and try to make a statement. Well, I put 20 years in the military, 13 active duty and 7 years as a civilian instructor for the government. I've traveled the world, 39 different countries. I've seen plenty of protests. And, you know, if they protested like this over in Germany, the Polizei and the German dogs would have a heyday with these people. You know, go to North Korea or go to China and try to protest, and you tell the government how you want them to treat you, they're gonna whoop your butt. You know,
I want to make it clear, Red, that the whole goal of the conversation is not to stop the protests. Go ahead, protest. That's actually part of the thing. A lot of people, I drive people nuts when I say this. Keep protesting. I mean, if all you're going to do is march, go ahead, have a march. I mean, personally, I'd rather you not go down the middle of the freeway, but hey, have a march. You want to have a sign? You want to have an anti-government sign? Are you against the government? You want to change the government of the United States? Fine, do it. That's actually what we're built off of, okay? People have been doing that for the past 8 years. We're not going to stop it now just because Donald Trump got elected, okay? We're not stopping any of this. We're not going to do it, okay? So just understand that. It's the fact where you have a university president and others coddling them. I can't blame the parents, Fred. I can't blame them because these kids are in college. Their parents may have spoon-fed them all their life. Now they're off on their own, and now, rather than be coddled by that mommy and daddy I know you're talking about, now they're being coddled by university president, which means what? When they work for you, Red, or they work for me, or they work for anybody else who doesn't quite see life as gentle as everybody else in theirs have seen it, they're going to be wrecked. Their world is going to be absolutely wrecked.
Yeah, we don't give them a safety pin to wear or hot chocolate or anything like that. And the state
they can Red, they can wear all that crap. They can wear all the. I appreciate the call. They can wear all the safety pins. They can wear whatever color they want to wear. Go ahead, wear it. It doesn't change reality. If you see somebody getting beaten up for the color of their skin, step in. If you see something, if you see somebody, getting in the way of somebody else's success just because of their religion or just because of the color of their skin or their race or their gender, then step in, because that is wrong. It is. It is. That doesn't mean you aren't a part of the country because of it. I'm not done with this. The coddling's got to stop. Everybody goes through grief, but people are just absolutely wrecked over this election. And I don't understand why. And maybe it's because my parents beat my emotions out of me when I was a kid. Nate Shellman here filling in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.